An imprisoned evangelist gets good news in Nepal. A Christian radio ministry narrows its focus to North Africa. And Operation Clean Water saves lives for eternity. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The only Hindu monarchy is being dismantled in Nepal, and newly elected leadership has declared itself a republic. That's given hope to Gospel for Asia pastor and evangelist Manja Tamang, who's now in his ninth year of a 20-year prison sentence for a murder he didn't commit. His name is on a list to be released from prison as soon as this month. GFA's KP Johanna knows why he was arrested falsely.
He had over 100 people come to know the Lord and baptized, and a growing church in a very strong Hindu community in Nepal. And that's when they did everything to stop him.
Tamang has endured beatings and torture, but Yohanan says he's also won the respect of prison officials. But ministries continued.
Everywhere he was, he led a lot of people to Christ and leading Bible study. And when the prisoners are released, they are going out, joining the local church, and being a witness for the Lord.
Pray the government will move quickly so Tamang can return to his family and church. Next, a pair of sorghum processors in Rwanda became Opportunity International's 1 millionth loan client in 2007. Inspired by Jesus' concern for the poor, microloans cultivate economic and spiritual transformation in communities all over the world. Banking services and microinsurance also help make life stable, prosperous, and dignified for the poorest of the poor. Opportunity International is thankful for the multiplying impact of its funds in thousands of poor communities. You're listening to Mission Network News. Narrowing their focus is translated to action for Transworld Radio. TWR's John Somerville says they just made their signal directional into North Africa.
Through this transmitter modification, we can clarify the signal that's already going out into Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia, but we can also send that signal much deeper to be able to reach people who have never had the gospel before.
The project's purpose was clearer than ever when Somerville met a Moroccan man who had come to know Jesus through a radio broadcast.
For 10 years, that man had no fellowship with any other Christians, and it was only through radio he had fellowship. Radio can go places where missionaries often can't.
Despite ministry challenges,
we know through anecdotal evidence that churches are being planted. We know that people are coming to know Christ. They contact us in many different ways, and when they do, they're telling us, please give us more programs so that we can hear what God has for us.
Next, there are 200 million Bible-less people worldwide who may die before ever hearing the gospel just because they don't have clean water. Bible translators can't work without clean water. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says their new project is a foot in the door.
We're bringing volunteers with training and expertise and experience in clean water technologies to address this issue, really to increase the credibility and the receptivity to the Bible translation task.
They've already established a dozen projects in Indonesia and trained locals in the technology. By caring about the daily lives of people in the communities, Bible translators have gained respect and credibility. Smith says you can become a volunteer or give financially to give more people more time to hear the gospel.
Investing in this naturally improves the health of the audience for Scripture, so that God has the opportunity to use His Word to transform their lives spiritually.
And despite economic troubles, Southern Baptists gave a record $150 million to the 2007 Lottie Moon Christmas offering. The money will support International Mission Board's growing budget of over 5,000 missionaries whose living expenses are rising as the value of the U.S. dollar falls. Although this year's offering fell short of the goal, IMB plans to continue sending out missionaries. It's thankful for the offering and for new Christians baptized and churches planted in 2007. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.